Okay, so I'm making the switch to the new Sefer, Baruch Hashem, that just came out. And that moves us to Hakdama Chaf Aleph in the new Sefer. Okay. So he writes in this chapter, Tanta and Par V'Shach. So these are concepts, Tanta and Par V'Shach, which are sparingly used in the Svarim HaKdoshim, I guess the more frequent, the more commonly used Svarim HaKdoshim. But important to know, these are very big Yesodos in Kabbalah, and also makes appearances in Chassidus. So, Kranis Boyer, Shehashem Yisbarach Barak Kol Ha'ilam HaSalyonim HaSachatayim B'Chof Beis Osios HaTayr. That the Chof Beis Osios HaTayr were the tools which HaKadosh Baruch Hu used in creating the world. But the letters themselves are considered kelim, which are empty without or. Because we know the klal is that there's or and there's kelim. The osios themselves are kelim which lack or, like a guf without neshama. So we know malchus is considered to be the ultimate keli. And the osios hatayra are synonymous with the Bechina of Malchus. Now we need to build up this Malchus. We need to fill it up. How do we do that? Uchdi lahamshich lahem or v'chiyus nitzavinu lasa is tagin al gabi ha'osya. So in a Sefer Torah, of course, we know that there are tagin, that there are crowns on top of certain letters. Shem kamot sinor hamamshech or b'shefa milamal l'osios. Those tagin are channels which bring light into these osios. V'hem k'neged sfiras tiferes. Just like a tiferes, on the one hand, is considered to be the zivug, the barzug of malchus. On the other hand, it's also considered to be a channel which brings down the shefa from Abba V'ima above her. Above them, to the Malchus. Hamamshech shefa v'chiyas min asferes halyonas asferes ha-Malchus. Achein ha-chiyas hazeh ha-nimshech la-osios ayde ha-tagin. So this chiyas, which flows through the tagin, so to speak, to the osios, bal yede ha-nekudos va-timer. The nekudos, which of course we know, and the timing, which is the trap, the nigun of the osios. Ke nekudos noistim hayra la-osios eich la-omra. Because the Nakudas teach us, tell us how to enunciate, to pronounce the letters. And only through that, through pronunciation of letters, do we understand what it means. Does the seichel emerge? Let's say, for example, Samech Peresh, which are the letters that Sefer Yetzira uses to demonstrate this concept. So without Nakudas, what is this? Because Samach Peresh can mean many things. But by adding the Nakudas, so it gives a tsura to the word, allowing us to understand what's being said. For example, my Sefer, the Sofer, the Siper, the Sapar, Sefar, these all have different meanings. Of course, they are related to each other because the Osios are the same. They share the same shayresh. So for that reason, because the nekudos give a seichel, it gives a havana, it gives a bina to the letters, so therefore they're bechina of bina. Yimayla. She bechina ha'im ha'mitzayeres as a vlad. Which is fascinating. Just like in im, the mother gives a tsura to the vlad, so too, this ima, called the nekudos, will give tsura to the letters. Giving chiyus and malchus to chiyus and meichin to tiferes and malchus. So thus far we have osios, we have the tagin, we have the nekudos, malchus, tiferes, bina. Now we move our way to chachma. The taimim shel ha-osios, the trap. Pu'ulasam lahatim es ha-teva. It's in order to give taste to the teva. It's different than a seichel. It gives something deeper than seichel. Something deeper than that. Something sweeter than that. If, for example, when we speak, there's the words in which we speak, but there's also the tune in which we speak. So if I speak in a harsh tune, so then my voice becomes harsh. If I speak in something soft, I say it in a sweet way. And I understand, the listener is able to understand what the medaber is saying because of the tone in his voice. Just like when a person is speaking, so there's the letters which he's conveying, there's the words which he's saying, but there's also looking at a person's face, you're able to understand what's going on, what his intent is. So that you understand the real kavana behind the words which are being said. That's why, the word panim is from the word pnimius. The panim reflect the pnimius of what's going on. So in that way, the trap, although we can discount it and say, oh, it's not ma'akev in kriyas ha-Torah, not such a big deal, it's not even in the Torah, we'll see, hopefully, I don't remember, if we'll see here why it's not written in the Torah. You can already understand, because it's from the world of Chachma and Bina. So there's something that the trap does, which is av, bechinas av, to this tiferes and to this malchus. Let's continue. V'hinei hatayim v'hanakudos him and elamim min aksav. She'inim k'suvim al sefer Torah. Rak nimsu b'Torah sheba'al peh halacha l'mayishim y'sinai. Ki shor shem hu l'maylu v'sviras hachma bina, which are called, as we know from earlier prakim, alamin stimin d'layis gayim. These are the hidden worlds. Chachma bina. Achina osios v'hatagin k'suvim l'hedra al sefer Torah. Ki shor shem hu b'sviras tiferes u'malchus, which are called the alamin d'layis gayim. We're going to sum it up in the next paragraph. But as he points out here in the Mefarshim in Siman Zayin, that the reason why the Nekudas and Time were left out is because it allows us to darshan the Torah b'ayin panim. If we had rewritten the Time and the Nekudos, then we would be mugval, we would be boxed into a certain understanding. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be able to darshan the Torah in a way that it's much more expansive, to see the Torah from different kivunim. So for that reason, the He'elem of the Chachma and Bina allows for many endless understandings of Torah. So the fact that it's Chasir opens up the Torah in deeper ways. Okay. Yes.
By Chachma, it seems to only give to Tiferes and Malchus, not to Bina. Why is that?
Well, Chachma and Bina, they are considered to be fathers of Tiferes and Malchus. So the recipients are going to be Tiferes and Malchus. That's called the Ben and the Bas. So our focus is going to be on the Teva itself, because that's our Tiferes and Malchus. That's what we're working with. And since the father and mother are there to create that and to give Seichel to that, so we're not really focusing on how the Chachma complements Bina, although they are considered to be Barzuk to each other. Our focus here is to try to understand what type of Meichin are Chachma and Bina giving to Tiferes and Malchus. So v'oifim pu'ulasim hu kidda halan. Just to sum things up. B'sha'a she'adam kori b'hasef ha'tayra v'gam k'sha'omin ha'mispa'la tzorich l'chavin ha'amshich l'yachir elu hadalin inyanim ha'nikraim tanta. Yeah, a person needs to. It's really, I don't know how much lamaisa this is, but the idea is in Pnimius that we're going to look at this from this perspective. So we Rashi Tevas of Tanta, that's how we say this in code, Taimim Nekudos Tagin and Osios. And this is a very, it's not just Stamazayin Inyan, like the very first prakim in all Sefer Eitz Chaim are called Shar Tanta. And it's very intricate, very deep in Yonim when it comes to Maisa Bereshis, especially these worlds called time and the kudus tagin and osios. V'hainu ki kasher oimer es ha-osios ha-kadoshos ha-tagin. When we say the osios with the tagin, shelohem, with the nekudasan hanachayna and the time of hanachay, We put it all together. Azu mamshich or hachachma v'habina hanir mazim v'hatayim v'hanakudais al tiferes u'malchus hanir mazim v'oisis v'atagin. So the yichud is taking place. Right? Again, as you're noticing that these four things, as they match up to the spheres, match up to the arba osios of the Shem Avaya, which, as we remember going back earlier, that the yud kei is chachma and bina, vav kei is tiferes and malchus, and since, as we said, that the whole union is that there should be mashpia meichin from chachma and bina to tiferes and malchus, so therefore, when we say it all correctly, reading from the Sefer Torah, or reading from a chumash, whatever it is. Even if we're saying Psukim the Zimra, the Psukim, even in Tehillim, we don't know how to say the Trap of Tehillim, but there's Trap for Tehillim too. Al Tanach has Trap.
Is there Tagin in Tehillim?
The Tagin are specific to certain letters.
Do you have to see them, or they just happen to exist?
If it was written on a Klaf,
right.
So that would be Tagin. So you're saying, do you have to? Oh no, I don't have to see them.
Right. So when you look, you're reading Tehillim out of a regular Sefer, and there's no, you're not seeing the Tagin. You're saying, but they're already built in. You know that this oath has the tagin, so even though your eyes aren't seeing them, you're still being able to make that yichud.
Right. So al derech chasidus, so unless a person is like a very big person, this is very hard to be mechavim. It could distract a person from the actual kavana, let's say, of Tehillim. If he's every time he says a shin ayin test, you know, he's been mechavim the tagin and being mechaim kaim all these things. That's really part of what the shem yichud is. Shem yichud is really a declaration, especially when you say vihinayan. We're saying Vihinaya means like, this is just a lot for me. So I'm Shem Yichud, all the inyana that I need to be Mechavi, and the Shem Yichud, Kuchabichu, Vihinaya. Everything should be good for you. Everything should be sweet for you, Hashem. Because like, it's very, very hard to keep track of all. It's Ein Sof, Pasha. And that's really part of what the Vihinaya means, is that you say to Ribbono Shel Olam, like, I do what I can do in my Madriga. The Iker is Rachmana Libaboy, so I'm going to give you that. And if I can be Mashlam other things along with that, so then good. So even if a person, let's say, takes a moment before he does it, that he's mindful of this inyan. But to try to go along with this the entire time is something which Alpi Chassidus, seeing that we're trying to take the ikr, not the tafel, hara l'maisa would be, you know, have it in mind, and then maybe start off like that, with that in mind, but then, you know, if a person is getting caught up in this, and there's no rachman aliba boy in the tehillim, so then he's taifas is a tafel min yechaseyeter. And that's just a Chassidic note on this topic. So, what we see from here, of course, is that the nekudos and the tagin are, the nekudos, excuse me, and the taimin are considered to be chachma and bina, alma de la iskalia. That's alma de stimin. So, it's for that reason that al pi halacha, so what's written in the Sefer Torah when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah is the most ma'akiv. Right? You can't really be ma'akiv in the tagin, right? Tagin are tagin. But when it comes to the osios, if a person misreads a word, so that's going to have the most impact when it comes to are you yotze, are you not yotze. When it comes to the nekudos, so there's some leeway there with the nekudos. If it changes the meaning, if it doesn't change the meaning, they're all different halachs when it comes to this. But certainly the taimim, saying the trap, right? If you get a guy up there and he's messing up the trap here and there, so nobody's going to correct him and say it's not going to work. Because the taimim are considered to be there from the higher place. And since they're the higher place, they're less kosher to the actual ksav. So what we need in this world is that you need a reading in this world. But a reading in the higher worlds, so if that's chaser, it doesn't make so much for a difference in the Amad Isgalia. Happens to be that the Balatanya was very makbid also on the Taimim. So if you were reading for the Balatanya and you messed up in the Taimim, in the Chop, so he would send you back. And it's for very great people, they're makbid on that because they're holding in those worlds. That's Adrabba, you know, to them, that's the most important. The Ayim HaTimi is that's where we're reading for. So depending on how big a person is, and depending on his hakpadas and inyanim, misharish hanefesh will make for a difference, you know, whether or not the time will be ma'akev or not be ma'akev.
Same thing with blowing the shofar too.
Okay? Blowing the shofar, yeah. Yeah, of course. You know, the kavanas. The more that a person becomes, enters into those worlds, the more that they become alma disgayin to him. Right? The whole idea is that where is your alma disgayin? Where do you draw the line between that which is nifla from you and that which is shaykh to you? So if a person is growing and he's entering the worlds of those inyanim, so you can't get away with going to a Kabbalah place and blowing shofar stam without any kavanas. They'll say, you're not yotze. What do you mean? You need to know the kavanas to be yotze. So it depends. For a pashut person, so you know, I go b'derech hatfimus, and that's not my world. But for a person who's in those worlds, so that's alma d'skalin to him. That's not chachman bina anymore. He has a new chachman bina for him. But now for that, it's teferes and machzen. That's vav and hey.
How does it work with a different hagim? Because the nekudos of someone who comes from a more of a chassidish background can be different than someone who comes from a sardi background. the ta'amim are different. So is it that everyone has a different chelek in the larger chachman bina?
Yeah, let's say a different heichal in that chachman bina. Yeah, absolutely. It really has more to do with, there's different sharm for everything. Usually when we're talking about, let's say, Sephardi and Ashkenazi, so, I mean, the whole shahr, everything is different. I mean, they all go to the same place, but the sharm are different, different shvatim which they come from. You know, it's brought down that most of the Ashkenazim, there's a Kabbalah, there's a Masaira, that most of the Ashkenazim come from Sheva Binyamin.
Yeah,
I mean, Sheva
Binyamin. Sharm come from Yehuda?
Pashtas, yeah, they come from Yehuda. Like that?
I do like that.
So, yeah, every single Sheva has a different shahr.
Only in your eyes.
Only certain letters have tagin, right?
Only certain letters have tagin. Shatnez Gates, yeah.
Shatnez Gates. So certain letters don't need.
Yeah, those are letters of din. Since they're letters of din, so in order to be machniya the dinim, to be mamtik the dinim, so there are these tagin, which like keep them in place.
The way he describes it is that it's. Senior, a mamshich, or
the kli. Yeah, it's true for all letters. Every single letter you could say has a tag. That's just to put it in the perspective of Tiferes and Malchus. You know, if you want to look at it both in Kloli as to how this tag relates to the rest of the Tanta. But if you want to get more specific in terms of the Osio, so then tagin have also another pnimius inyan. You know, in terms of this letter Bifrat, how the tagin is machnia. The tag doesn't just serve one purpose. I mean, we're just talking about it from one angle, but there's many men, of course, to all these things. Okay. He points out, that, I mean, there's very nice things here on the bottom. In this sefer, there's the new print. There's many more nyanim. For example, you see on the bottom here, Ayidei shehat tzibur shoymim hakriyam amshichim or hakeser, that the tzibur's participation is with mamshich the keser into these osias. We spoke about chachma bina tiferes and machos, what happened to the keser. Okay, so the ma'il of the tzibur coming together is mamshich the nyan of keser, which of course has a lot to do with the koyach tzibur. And he points out here that the tagim are only on osios miuchados. As he points out, this idea which we mentioned before, the pulas hatagin is maptik the osios hagvuros. Right? So you know, ayin sham. So there's some letters which have three tagin, one has one tag, that's osios. Badakhaya. Okay, so there's lots of inyanim. If you take a look on the bottom, you know, we have to move forward, but this is the basic sugi of Tanta, both in Kvali. Okay. Let's continue. So we're still talking about the Osios HaTaira. V'hineish chamesh Osios Manzabach. We spoke about Manzabach. Shehem Mugbalim. Shehem Michalim Dikasi B'chamakim. That can't be written anywhere in the teva, rak b'seif teva, only at the end. These are the sofit letters, which I'm sure we all learned in, you know, in growing up in school. Mem sofis, nun sofis, tzadi pei chaf sofis, rak b'seif teva. If you're in Chassidish, grew up in Chassidish, we say end mem, end nun. But lachin heim amoyrim al midas hadin. So because they come to the end, acharaim is always in the dinim. He called tzim sam roimez ledin. As we spoke about earlier, going back to Hakdam Abayz, every tzimtzum is an inyan of din. So therefore, since this ice at the end of the teva is mitzamsem the letter, so by definition, it's connected to the inyan of din. Masha'enkin shar ha'isyeis yichodon hikasef him b'tzchinas ha'teva b'msa'usa b'psa'ifa. So therefore, since they're more versatile, so it's not shayach davka the tzimtzum, but l'zeh heima b'b'chinas chasadim ha'mashpiyim. So depending where they are will determine their function. So therefore, many letters, most of the letters, so they'll get away with being an mashpia, at the Rosh HaTeva, a chesed, etc. But when it comes to these letters, when they're found at the end of the teva, so it's always meir and an inyan of dinin. So now there's going to be two matzapachs. There's going to be mamsach psuchais, and there's going to be mamsachos, mamsach stumais. And they're going to reflect different levels, grades of the inyan of din. Because even when these letter matzabach find themselves either in the beginning or the middle of the teva, because they are mugbal always at the end of the teva, they will always have a connection to the midas ha-din.
So a regular mem, although although it's a mashpia mid-word,
right,
it's still connected to din because it also has a shift in itself at the back.
Right. So you're pretty good with Shal Yaakov because you don't have any of these letters. Matzatach ha-psucha is heim dina rafia. Kevan she'ena mitzum samim legamrei. So dina rafia, which is a softer din, that's matzapach psuchais. Since they're not mitzum sam lagamrei, they can be found in the beginning and middle, as we pointed out. Kevan she'chayin likasa b'roshat yivya b'sof. Ve'ein behem rak tzas tzim sam edin, v'she'enem yichayin likasa b'seif ha-teva, k'mo shah ha-oisi. It's fine. Now, beis is matzapach ha-tstumais, which is dina kasha. Kihema mitzum samim lagamrei, Kevan she'enem yochenu lehikasev lebischina satev lebem su'usa rak b'seifa. I think we spoke about Dina Kasha, Dina Rafi before.
Yeah, last week.
That was last week? Yeah. The Dina of Rosh Hashanah we spoke about, that there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, right? Mm-hmm. There's the Dina Rafi of Rosh Hashanah, there's the Dina Kasha of Rosh Hashanah. So this connects to these Inyanim, which are these Osios Matzapach. And there's a world of Sisei Torah, Pnimis HaTorah Chassidus, which is focusing on being Mamtik these Osios. Have to be mamtik these osios. You can't even begin Shemona Esrei without saying Hashem Svasai Tiftach, without having to be mamtik these osios. This is a very big world. The Rapach Nitzaitzin, everything which we learned about before on a more specific level has a shaykhis to this inyan of mantzapach. As we're going to see in Mitzvah. V'chasher tachshav mispar elu ha'osios mantzapach shehim dinim oyla mispar reishpe. And that's called par dinim. Hanaydaim. Shemhem nimshach kol atzoros yisurim v'cholam shavu'el machman alitzlan. All dinim in this world come from this par dinim. Of course, as you can see right away, par is a cow. Right? And of course, we bring parim on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is a place of hamtakas adinim. So every time a par in the Torah is mentioned, it of course automatically alludes to the par dinim. And the whole inyan of shchita, of shechtiget, of putting on the mizbeach, these are all processes of being mamtik pardinan. So it's a different perspective of korbanos right away, and understanding that every par in Torah connects to the inyan of din. Of course, shofar, right? Shinvav, peyresh. The Arizal says shinvav is gematria devash, par, to sweeten the pardinan. This is the world of Rosh Hashanah, how to sweeten the pardinan. Just examples of how Pnimis HaTorah gives a person different lenses lagamrei in half a sitar. Nothing is random. V'inei shoyresh yedu ha-pardinin hu v'sviras bina. Shemimene dina misaran, like we spoke about before in Hakta Machaf Beis, in this version, I don't know what it was in the earlier versions. That's the place in Bina where Dinan awaken themselves. So as we mentioned, just a little chazara, that although Bina comes from that world of chesed, that world of Meichen, that very good, sweet place, Afal Pichen is considered to be the Shoresh from where Tiferes and Malchus and all the Didim come from. Just like the woman who is that Bina is the Shoresh of the Vlad. So Memela, Pardinin, which has a Shaychis to Bina, has a Shaychis to Dinin. V'hadinim is Spashin Ayedei Chamishim Shari Bina. And the Dinin have his Spashis through the Chamishim Shari Bina. El Toich Hashavas Sfira Shetachteha. I don't know if we spoke about yet Chamishim Shai Bina. I'm sure you're all familiar with it. That Chamishim Shai Bina is the gamut of Bina. It's 50 Sharim of Bina. From which, through these Sharim, the Shefa goes down into the 7 lower spheres. They're called Sfira Klula Midalar Einlamas. And since every Sfira is connected to Dalit Olamas. Of a chol Olam, yesh eser sfirais, and there's 10 sfirais to every Olam. So together we have resh pas resh pe chalak. How does it work? So we have 7 times 4, which is 28, times 10. And this is one way of calculating, of understanding how it is par chalak.
What are the 7 spheres of the Talmud?
Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, and Malchus. Since they manifest in 4 worlds, and since in every world, each one of these has 10 spheres to them, so since on that level, so we have 280.
7 spheres times 4 worlds times what?
10 spheres to each of these. Meaning every sphera has 10 spheres.
Within the 7 spheres are 10 spheres each.
Right. So on a Pratyas level, that's 280.
It makes it seem like that Zerampin is the highest in that scheme.
What do you mean?
Like it starts with 7.
Well, the dinim are going to be present in the Zerampin and in the Malchus. I mean, we're going to the dinim are nesara from Bina and Chachma, but we don't say about Bina and Chachma that although there's something which needs to be corrected there, the Iker Tikkun is going to take place in the Zerampin and the Malchus. So we're going to be speaking about generally about sweetening Pardin and sweetening Shachdin, as we'll see. That's talking about dinim of Zerampin and the Nukva, which is related to the Rapachni Tzaitzin we spoke about before, and to the whole Indian of the Shira Sakalim and the Zion Malchin and all these things. I mean, this is not something which is now unrelated to what we learned before. Delving into the deeper inyanim of these parshias, of these sugyas, will reveal that this is all interconnected. So we're just seeing it briefly right now, pardinim, without that hakdama, we can be like, oh, what now? How does a par interact with the rapach? What does it do with the shiras amalchim? Everything has to do with that. But this is just on a pratis level, when we're going to be speaking about rapach nitzaitzin and tikkun and hamtakas adinim and malchias and v'chule v'chule, know there's a world called pardinim, which is connected to all those things. And this is how it breaks up in terms of how we need to rectify the pratiest parts of the Zerampin and the Malchus. We might have one more minute. Although we're going to be leaving us hanging a little bit, we'll have to get back. We'll just have to get back and wake up children. Now, these pardinin are nischalik, the five gevuras, in a way that it's shave. What does that mean? So we can break down par into five. That's the classic way of doing it. And when we do that, when you divide 280 into five, it comes out to gematria nun vav, which is 56. 56 five times five is 280. And this is nirmaz in the five times nun vav that we say in vihinayav. We say this is mamish nifa. Pimis Torah is just incredible. Look at this. Vihi Noyam, right? Noyam is the world of Bina, says the Ari. Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Umasa Yadeinu Konyana Aleinu Umasa Yadeinu Konyaneu. Five times you have in this pasuk Nun Vav at the end of Tevis, which alludes to the Paradinan, which is why, by the way, we always say Vihi Noyam. You say the Shem Yichud, you say Vihi Noyam. Right, when you're entering out of the world of Shabbos, which is the world of Bina, and you're entering into the world of Hamtakas Adina now, so you say Vihinayam. Right, every time Vihinayam is focused on being Mamtik, these Paradina. It's not the only Pasuk which is like that. There are other Pesukim as well. Let's see if he quotes it here.
Even if you don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, Vada, yeah. So take a look here in Sifkat and Yud Zayin. Right, he quotes the Shara Kavanas. By Purim, in Purim, take a look at the second paragraph in Sifkat Yud Zayin here. Yisabas Sefer Hakadosh Hakavanis. The Elu Hachamish Gvuras Mirmazim Gam Benusach Habracha Sharm Achar Kriyas Hamagillah. Haravis Rivenu. Take a look at that. Haravis Rivenu. Hadanis Dinenu. Hanekimis Nikmasenu. Namshal Nigbul Cholevi Nafshenu. Vanifalana Mitzarenu. So says the Ari, you have five times new, which is Nimtak Ayde Mikra Megillah, because Megillah is Gematria three times Havai. Yeah, also, if you take a look at, if you pass me that Siddur for a second, there are other places as well where this comes up. My Rebbe has other beautiful Ramazim on this, but I noticed this one as well. I never saw it in Sarm.
He's going to be here.
Huh?
He's going to be here.
He's going to be here on Wednesday, Mr. Shem.
Right, 12:45.
Yeah. On Hanukkah, December 25th.
Wednesday day.
12:45 in the afternoon, before Mincha.
Mincha is 12:45, and then the Shir is at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Shem. So take a look at this. Hashiva Sheftenu Kivarishaina. Vayatseinu Kivatchila. Vahasimin Yoga Manacho Mleich Aleinu. Meheirat Hashem Latcha Bechet Vachamim. Vitzadkeinu. I skipped one, right?
Mimenu.
Mimenu, right. It's like, mimenu, there's a mimenu here. Not every nusach is the same. But in one girsa of Hashiva Shefteinu, so then there's another new one here. Yeah, I guess it's Mimenu. It's that Keinu Mitzadik of a Mishpat. So then there's five. That has to do with Hashiva Shefteinu Kvarishon. It's very good because the Arizal says in this, over here, that Shefteinu Kvarishon is Rosh Teva's Shach. And he says the Hey of Hashivenu is going to be Mamtech the Shachtinim. So according to that, there's not only Shach here, there's also Par here.
Just to review, what does the five do? The five, by articulating the Nun above five times, that's being Mamtech the larger din, because you've broken it up. Isn't it just manifestations of the din?
It's manifestations of the din, yeah.
So you're, by saying it, you're being Mamtech it.
Yeah. But you're saying Vihinoyam, which is the world of Bina, which is going to be the place where the Amtaka is going to come from. Mamtik the Dinim Bisharsham. The place where the Dinim come from, which is the Bina, is the place where all the Dinim have Amtaka from. So when you say Vihinoyam, Noyam is Lashon sweeten. That there should be a sweetening of these Paradinim, which reveal themselves through five times in the Nuvav. Nuvav is also Gematria Yom. That's the secret of Hayom, right? Hayom is Hey, five, Yom, Nunvav. Beautiful things. We're going to see the continuation of this next week. The very famous Kavanah of Kel Hashem Bayar Lanu. If you want a sneak peek, you could take a look. But Kel Hashem Bayar Lanu is a very well known place of an Esasra quotes and other tzaddikim quotes of the Samtakas of the Pardinim. We'll see you in Hashem next week.
One more second before we go. Yeah.